Will it be raining purple this fall on the electoral map of the USA? Changing demographics in this country have Democrats suddenly seeing purple where they once saw only red, like the state of Virginia, the state where Tim Kaine, Hillary Clinton's running mate, is a senator. Terry McAuliffe is governor of Virginia. McAuliffe once held the post of chairman of the Democratic National Committee, the same one that Debbie Wasserman Schultz is vacating under a storm of controversy. McAuliffe and I had a chance to talk some pre-convention politics at the National Governors Conference in Iowa earlier this month. McAuliffe has a long history with the Clintons. He co-ran Bill Clinton's 1996 re-election campaign and Hillary Clinton's unsuccessful 2008 campaign. McAuliffe says, once old South Virginia represents the new America that the GOP, he says, is actively paddling away from.
It's a different state today. You know, I was very proud the other day. I announced a 3.8% unemployment. It was 5.4 when I became governor, so it's a 32-year drop, steepest decline in 32 years. It's a strong economy. We have challenges, probably more than any state in America, because of sequestration. We have the most military. You know, we have the Pentagon, the CIA, Quantico. We have the largest naval base in the world. All of that, when we get hit by sequestration, as we did a couple years ago, about $10 billion we lost direct spending. And as you know, Congress has pushed it off. We're about a year, year and a half from the next round. Let's hopefully we can work it out. But you've got to remember that no Democrat had won Virginia since 1964, since Lyndon Johnson. President Obama, as you know, won in 2008, and he won again in 2012. I think Virginia today is a purple, trending blue in presidential years. I would still make the argument that it, and remember, we have elections every year. The governor's up next year, deliberately. I think it's a purple trending red in the off years because a lot of folks, the federal voters, whatever, don't come out and vote. It's more challenging. When I won the governorship 2 years ago, I broke a 44-year trend. Whoever wins the White House, the other party wins the governor's mansion. I brought my lieutenant governor, attorney general, first time in 24 years, Democrats swept. First time in 40 years, Democrats control all five statewides. So what's happened, I think the Northern Virginia quarter, I believe now that a majority of people who live in Virginia were not born in Virginia. So it is a different state than it was in 1992 when President Clinton ran for office. It is a purple-blue state in a presidential year because of turnout. And the growth of our Hispanic population. And Donald Trump and his wall and all of his insults that he's hurled, he has really hurt the ability of the Republican Party to put together an electoral college victory.
Iranians who were involved in the student uprising in the beginning, who eventually got into the government and, you know, have since left, and having covered Iran over a very long period of time in my career, at a certain point, one of the analyses of what happened in 1980 was that the hostage crisis was something that the Iranian government was sick of. They really didn't know what to do with it. It was a monster. But they saw an opportunity to determine the 1980 presidential race by holding on to those hostages. And they didn't much care. They hated Carter, of course, and Reagan was viewed as a kind of a strange outlier by some in the United States. And by this analysis, some Iranians felt very proud that they were able to determine the outcome of the 1980 election. By that same token, ISIS may be considering the same kind of tactic. If some wild card were to be pulled out of the terrorism deck between now and November, what would you advise a candidate to do to project to America what needs to be projected so that Americans don't vote with their gut and brainstem?
And I think it's different than we went through that in 1980. I mean, we had American hostages there for, what, 400 days? And I think that what hurt President Carter, remember, they played us like a fiddle. They were going to release them, not release them. And then, like, the weekend before on Friday, they were letting them out, and then they didn't. I think the American public just was exasperated. They talk about the polling on Friday going into it. Mr. Cadell, who was the president's pollster, had it about even, but after that last Iranian, the floor fell out. It's different today, John, I would say, because we now have gone through, very unfortunately, so many instances. You know, we're fresh in our mind of what's happened here in America. We've had like five incidences in the last couple of years. You know, it's now here in America. It's not to the extent that we now see it, what happened in Brussels and obviously what happened in Nice, and we do everything we can to prepare ourselves. But if there is some type of international incident, I would argue that it would inure to Hillary's benefit because of her experience, her strength. She, as Secretary of State, people know that she is a calm hand on the levers of power that have to deal with these issues. You know as well as I do, and I'm sure you talk to the military. I talk to the military constantly because I have such a presence in Virginia. They're worried to death about Donald Trump. You know, you can't run a military or defense operation with knee-jerk comments, and they're very concerned about how we commit our troops in the future. It's nice to have this big talk about make America great and we're going to do this, we're going to... You're talking about men and women's lives. And every parent, like I do, Dorothy and I have a son in the uniform, you know, you're very concerned about reckless talk and Cal's disregard for what should be military engagement rules. And I would just argue if something came out that really scared people, they literally are going to pivot to who they think will be a steady hand in a time of crisis.
Hillary Clinton supporter and governor of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, speaking at the National Governors Conference earlier this month.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.